Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, we gather today to honor those people who have given that ultimate sacrifice for our sake. They didn't die in order to win their own salvation. They didn't die for any fruitless cause. They didn't die, well, for nothing. The fact that we are here today is a testament to the sacrifices that so many have made in the cause of freedom. And as you heard in the prayer today, we especially praise God that we are free to be faithful, free to follow after our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are free to hold on to Him, free to hear His word, free to gather in His church, the place that He has chosen to dwell. It's an amazing thing to think of the sacrifice that these men and women have given to put their lives down, that we might be able to pick them up. My friends, it's a day that we honor those dead of this nation. Not a day, really, that we're thinking of all those who are serving, although we certainly do. Not a day that we think of all those who have served, though we certainly do. But a day to look at those who have given their lives. And we set this day aside for a very specific reason. Memorial Day is not just a day that we say, hey, it would be great if we look to these people and say, look at that, that's wonderful. Instead, Memorial Day exists because what these men and women have given in terms of giving their lives over for our sake is a mirror, it is an image of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. The difference, of course, is that by Christ dying, He wins for us salvation. And by these men and women dying, they win for us this wonderful nation. But Christ's death is the reason we celebrate death. Because just as Christ died and rose again from the dead, so also those who are faithful in Christ will rise from the dead unto everlasting life. It's one of the reasons we prayed for the chaplains this morning. The chaplains of our military guard our men and women by leading them to the Word of God, that they would believe in Jesus Christ their Lord, and that they would find the salvation He so freely offers. Our Lord Jesus Christ was not powerless upon the cross. Sometimes dying seems like the most powerless thing that you can do. You have no real control over it. Someone else has killed you. Some disease has killed you. Your time has come in the middle of the night. A car runs into you. Death seems like it's this powerless thing. But as we hear in our readings, Christ's death is anything but. In fact, it is Christ's death that is the power of God. When we speak of God being glorious in power, when we speak of His right hand, we are speaking of Jesus Christ upon the cross. Jesus, as He died, gave Himself over, God for man, that we might live. The cross is the greatness of His majesty. There is nothing more glorious than seeing the broken, bleeding body of Christ. This is the power of God unto everlasting life. This is His steadfast love, His death upon the cross for you. Even though we may be faithless, He is faithful. Even though we may be fearful, He tells us to not be afraid. He tells us even further, whoever should then believe in Him would have eternal life. We do not come into judgment, but we go from death into life. The Father, He says, has life in Himself, and has granted the Son also to have life in Himself. The Son died upon the cross for our sake, to bear our sin and to be our Savior. And 3 days later, in His own power, rose from the dead, never to die again. And for those who are faithful in Christ, we know that this is the case also for us. That though we are indeed faithless, though we are indeed fearful, we need really have no fear, For our Lord has given us the promise that we will rise with Him unto everlasting life. A cross cannot keep Him down, nor a tomb filled with rock. But for us, we only have some dirt that will be put over us. Our Lord will raise us up from the dead, and we will stand with Him and see those men and women who have died and are faithful with us, standing in glory. And there the Lord will reign forever and ever. There is nothing better than this picture. But with this truth in mind, that Christ Jesus died and rose for our sake, we are able then to see and honor the sacrifice of so many who die for our sake and will one day rise, that Jesus has claimed them and made them His own. We give our Lord thanks for doing this amazing thing, that upon the mountain of His church He has built His house, that we might hear the word of the Lord and believe in Him, that we might come into His sanctuary, that we might come into His temple and worship Him in glory and in power and in truth. We thank God for all those who have laid down their life, whether they do believe in Christ or not, for defending our freedom, for defending our nation, for defending all those wonderful things that we have here. We thank our Lord that He's granted to us, such unworthy people, such a worthy and glorious thing. Our Lord Jesus, again, not powerless, but powerful. And He will bring us even to everlasting life in Him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.